Now, I'm something of a numbers guy, so let me ask you, on a scale of 0 to 10, how generous are you when it comes to God's work and indeed to those in need? 0 is stingy. 10 is very generous. Where do you sit on that scale? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I'll be honest with you. When I first became a Christian, I found it hard to give generously to support God's work. Now, I'm a double maths major at university, so it wasn't hard for me to figure it out. The more I gave to God's work, the less I'd have for yours truly, numero uno, me. But you see, that simplistic thinking simply doesn't work in God's economy. Because when it comes to God's blessing, the world's formulas don't work. They're completely irrelevant. As God graciously led me through the transformation from being stingy with my money to becoming more generous, a work of God that remains in progress, I discovered to my complete surprise that the blessings of God began to flow in so many different ways, in so many different areas of my life, that I simply couldn't contain them. It turns out that giving to God is not a zero-sum game, anything but. Here's how Jesus put it, Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give to others and you will receive. You will be given much. It will be poured into your hands, more than you can hold. You will be given so much that it will spill into your lap. The way you give to others is the way that God will give to you. I'd heard people say it so many times. You can't outgive God. I became sick of it. But as I've discovered it in my own experience, every time it just blows my socks off. Note to self, you cannot outgive God. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Powerful stuff. And let me tell you, when we get God's word into our hearts, He's able to do some amazing things. He's able to bring about the sort of transformation in our lives that we've always been looking for. So, if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.